Starting a business begins with a compelling why. Bobby Crocker launched his personal training business after a career-ending baseball injury, driven by a desire for independence. Ilan Pesso joined his father's ice cream shop to continue a family legacy. Peter Stein transformed his lifelong oyster passion into Pico Oysters after being laid off. Life transitions often spark entrepreneurial journeys, like when Jen Pratt started Fresh Sunshine Flowers after her employer closed, leveraging skills learned from her florist mother. Some entrepreneurs are motivated by community needs, like Aaron Cowdell and Franklin Pleasant, who founded the local grocer in Flint, Michigan after the water crisis. Others build businesses to fill gaps they personally experience. Photographer Lucia Rallo created Bushwick Community Darkroom when she couldn't afford darkroom access post-graduation, starting with a $75 monthly storage space that quickly grew to serve 500 photographers monthly. With only half of small businesses surviving their first 5 years, a solid business plan dramatically improves your chances of success. Even if you're not seeking funding, the research and thinking required to create a plan is invaluable. It forces you to systematically think through your venture's viability before committing resources. Start with a compelling executive summary that concisely captures why your business will succeed. Before committing to a solution, thoroughly understand the problem you're solving. As Yvonne Caraveo advises, define your problem very, very specifically. Observe. Ask open-ended questions. Many entrepreneurs fall in love with their solutions before they really understand the problem. Julie Newman of Jewel Branding partnered with Alana Walensky to share the workload. Despite their strong relationship, they formalized the arrangement when Alana bought in. For partnerships, expert Jeremy Weinberg recommends addressing upfront business vision, partner contributions, and handling of income, losses, and profits. Your company's legal structure is crucial. Sole proprietorships are simple but offer no liability protection. LLCs provide asset protection with moderate setup. Cartographer Nat Case registered his for under $150 in 2 hours. Stylist Germany G demonstrates smart financial planning. She saved $30,000 before launching, uses QuickBooks for tracking, operates from home, and takes modest draws. Plan for startup costs, personal expenses, and emergency reserves. Keep 6 to 9 months of operating costs and separate business accounts. Alana Walensky maintains separate accounts for income, operations, client funds, and profits. Establish a regular salary when possible. Allocate money to pay yourself and schedule it, or you'll always be the last priority, says Alana. Consider additional bonuses during profitable periods. Peter Stein's transformation from oyster enthusiast to successful farmer demonstrates how operational excellence can make slim margins profitable through mastery of core processes. Operations convert ideas into finished products through process management, encompassing logistics, sourcing, inventory, distribution, and sales. Focus on systematizing work processes, whether solo or leading teams. Document systems and gather data, like Jonathan Siabika, who improved shipping and customer experience by redesigning olive oil bottles. Strategic sourcing is crucial for product businesses. Peter Stein selects oyster hatcheries based on size, transport costs, and performance. Latonia Coakley leverages business networks for Adjourn Tea House's herb sourcing. Smart inventory management enables scaling. Peter grew from 3 oyster hotels to 130, housing 2 million oysters. He chose existing software over custom solutions for faster implementation. Operations must adapt to changing technology and markets. As Samantha Tu notes, know what's normal, controllable, and what isn't. Focus on factors that could halt operations. Building a brand means creating meaningful relationships and distinctive experiences, as shown by Courtney Foster's evolution from high school dropout to successful salon owner through strategic marketing and client focus. Business thrives on relationships, not transactions. Like clients who stay loyal to their hairstylist despite occasional mistakes, companies must build trust-based bonds. Research shows 70% of purchases stem from customers feeling valued. Sales expert Joey Rolt emphasizes creating memorable experiences, exemplified by Wild Rumpus Bookstore's enchanting space with cats, chickens, and hidden aquariums. Your business's personality must be authentic, starting internally. Begin word-of-mouth marketing with people who value your product's unique qualities. Offer samples to this core group, engage micro-influencers, and seek feedback. A website is essential, as most prospects research before buying. Invest $500 to $2,000 in initial brand design, logo, colors, and typeface that endure. Maintain consistent social media with 3 to 5 weekly posts. While digital marketing leads, traditional channels and community involvement through local events remain effective for exposure. Letitia Hank initially signed contracts as LR Hank to hide her identity as a Black woman. After facing discrimination, she boldly rebranded using her name and image, attracting customers who wanted to support a Black-owned, woman-owned business and building a multi-million dollar enterprise. Businesses face various challenges, from discrimination to market changes and new competition. Success demands trend awareness and adaptability. As Sarah Corpella says, it's not the survival of the fittest, it's the survival of the most adaptable. When the pandemic hit Peter Stein's oyster business, he quickly shifted to direct-to-consumer delivery, making 1,500 deliveries in a month and recovering his income. Similarly, Ilana Walensky's company thrived through diversification. When clothing sales dropped, their pre-established home products division sustained the business. Leilani Ba exemplifies entrepreneurial evolution, growing from home cooking to multiple restaurants and catering services, while envisioning future expansions into cookbooks, shows, and an incubator kitchen for women of color. Maintaining a consistent business size is valid when it aligns with financial and lifestyle goals. Some entrepreneurs choose this path to preserve hands-on work, leverage unique skills, or maintain work-life balance. As Bobby Crocker says, "I work to live. I don't live to work." Growth strategies range from pricing adjustments to pushing boundaries, like DJ Andrew Hype's direct approach to club managers. While physical expansion increases local presence, online selling enables growth without geographic constraints. Repeat customers prove invaluable, costing 5 times less to retain and showing significantly higher purchase likelihood. Creating an attractive exit strategy means building a business that runs independently. Successful acquisition targets combine profitability, strong assets, future potential, and unique value propositions. All small business owners face common challenges: finances, legal setup, hiring, operations, branding, growth, and problem solving regardless of industry. The Small Business Administration, Chambers of Commerce, and industry organizations offer free resources. Before starting, assess your entrepreneurial fit, potential career passions, and support system. Consider outsourcing bookkeeping when it hinders growth. Select banks with low fees, strong online services, and practical features like cash deposits. Build banking relationships early, maintaining consistent activity for 2 years before seeking loans. Diversify payment methods and streamline invoicing for better cash flow. Mitigate risks through credit checks, customer limits, and clear terms. Suspend credit after 3 missed payments. Only paid sales count. Whether transitioning through family succession, employee ownership, or external sale, success depends on preparation. As Michael Brown says, underlive your income, take distributions, and keep your debt down. Build something meaningful that can thrive independently.